That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good Saturday morning, and it is a slippery one, with your daytime high near 37, with winds gusting as high as 18 miles per hour. This will bring it to the overnight, where a chance of rain will return, with cloudy skies and a low of 33. Bring you to your Sunday with mostly cloudy skies with patchy fog in your afternoon hours, with your daytime high of 41. Have a good weekend.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look dull.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Oh, yeah, watching that. Look, yeah. I'm watching Jacob Briggs right now push those sliders up and down so smoothly. So smoothly, like my feet on the ice this morning. I hit that ice on the sidewalk, and it said, good morning to you, Mr. Summers. Welcome to winter. Jacob, remember, you were not part of the Claymation Christmas movies as a kid. Do you watch them now?
No.
What? You've never seen Frosty the Snowman?
Okay, I've seen that.
You know, the claim, and that wasn't the claymation, I don't think. That was an actual cartoon. But, I mean, it's that genre of Christmas movies.
Right, yep.
The one claymation, I think it The Year Without Santa Claus. And The Heat Meister. You'll have to find it. Well, this morning, as I was greeting the what looked like to be, you know, pretty wet concrete, I realized it was, I was like the slider you were pushing, and that song was going in my head. I'm Mr. Coldmeister. I don't know the lyrics, but because as a kid, well, I still don't know the lyrics. Do you drive around and sing in the car?
Yes.
Hey, wait a second. You are actually a performer.
Well, yeah.
So I drive around with my wife, and she's either deaf or just, you know, really loves me. I'm going to go with the second, but I get singing, and I don't know the words. So, you know, it's like fill in the blank words. You know, you're making up sounds to, you know, mimic the words. I was greeted this morning, like all of you who are listening right now. We were going to have the coaches in studio this morning. The basketball and wrestling was off, and those of us that were wondering, well, man, this isn't such a big deal. This storm that they say is coming, so they canceled the basketball and the wrestling, and it's going to have the coaches in here this morning in the studio and in person, which is going to be nice. All four coaches, the boys and girls basketball and wrestling coaches here in this winter sports season. But winter met me this morning. Said, hello, Mr. Summers. Like it or not, here I am. And it was like somebody was pushing me on the ice, and I slid. And as I'm looking up at the sky, And by the way, it's, you know, it was a pretty good view looking straight up. There was nothing in my way because I think some of the branches off the tree were have gone down. So we're hoping all of you are safe this morning. Yes, indeed. It is very slick out there. And slick when it doesn't look slick. That's what gets you, Jacob. It's not the slick that you see coming. It's the slick that you don't know that's already there.
I'm just glad that I didn't fall because, with my luck, someone would be recording.
And well, last year, coming into the studio, I had that incident, and I think Millage caught it on tape. And I didn't even make it out of the car. I fell out of the car backwards. And it's not a car, so there was not, you know, I happen to need a Suburban because I have grandkids I like to tote around. And all I do remember is gasping for air as I looked up and had my coffee all over me. And then I realized the most terrifying thing that you could ever imagine is that there was a high probability that everything was caught by Mr. Millage, who was probably laying in his bed watching me get in here through the video camera, you know? And while I probably had coffee all over me, I bet he did too as he spit it out watching me hit the ground. Because there's nothing that more that you know tells you know, there's no more of a love greeting than laughing at your friend when they're laying on the ground after they've fallen. I don't know if your family and your friends do that to you, but as a kid growing up, you know, if we fell, my brothers would be good to dance around me and kick me, probably spit on me too, because that was a common thing then as a kid. And so, you know, that's how you say I love you as a pre-teenage boy, just laughing at the others who are suffering in pain. So are you suffering this morning, Jacob? No, we're here, no. Buddy. We're here. Both of us are here. We do have all our appendages, and I'm wondering about some of these trees losing their appendages. And as I was coming in, we'll have you give us the forecast one more time here this morning because we want to keep everyone safe and sound. But many of the counties to the south and west of us are, you know, we're suffering here, but many of them are out of electricity.
That's right.
Right? And so if you're working for electric co-op someplace out on the lines, those guys got, man, they're dudes and dudettes because they get out and all of it, right?
Right.
And put us back on because the good news, I don't think the weather or the temperatures are going to be fairly modest. It's not that sub-below zero stuff. Mm-hmm. Hence is why we probably are dealing with ice, not snow.
Right.
And I don't know, Jacob. From the road perspective and traveling on the road, the ice certainly is, in my opinion, worse than the snow.
Yes.
Right? Because you can slow down and maybe get through the snow a little bit.
Right.
The ice, particularly when it looks like it does, not here in town. If you get out on a road that's flat and hasn't been crumpled up a little bit, the ice, that is, then, you know, it just looks nice like my sidewalks and my driveway looked. It's just nice and smooth. Mm-hmm. And so you it's a doper rope, right?
Yes, sir.
It's like, yeah, God's not doing this to us. He has a sense of humor, not this sick, you know. But it's like, oh, everything's fine. Just go a little faster, Mr. Summers. So I think I would take the snow for that purpose. But in some regards, I am really glad this not snow because I really do not like the thought of having to start shoveling.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, speaking of shoveling, this is getting deep in here, so we're probably going to shovel our way out. We're gonna catch up with Coach Kevin Archer. Is going to join us first. 4-0, off and going, and man, they're playing some really good basketball. And I'm not going to say surprisers on this team, but this team is full of guys that can contribute. I'm going to talk some about some of the performance of some of the guys and let Coach Archer break us down where they're at. It's been a couple of weeks. Last week we had the Cyclones, and that was a rough one. Cyclone fans, Iowa fans, we feel the same pains, unfortunately. But we're going to talk with Kevin Archer. Coach Dykes is going to stop by. The ladies having a good start here as well. And then wrestling. And Jacob, I think we've got wrestling coming up this week. I'm excited. I really want to get out and see. By the way, I've been in hibernation. It's also called the deadline time in my world. And oh, by the way, this a public service announcement for all of you and on this sports show, because I have a stomach that's probably full of ulcers right now, lots of sleepless nights, and that is because I've been helping people with their Medicare deadlines and their health insurance deadlines. Just a public service announcement. You have to tomorrow. If you have no health insurance and you'd like to have insurance for 2025, you may want to check out healthcare.gov, the only place you can get health insurance if you do not have group insurance. And you really want to do that because nobody's going to care that you don't have it next year and you decided that in March you wanted it. So get that done, healthcare.gov, and get it done because you have till tomorrow night. That's it. If you could, January 15th is the next deadline for February 1st. And after that, it's, you're on your own. So, you know, just public service announcement, a little public service announcement, Jacob Briggs. We love Christmas music, right? Hey, we're going to have a blue Christmas, aren't we, here coming up, on Thursday? Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's right.
I can't wait. That's good. I love that. You know, and the men and women who serve, they enjoy coming in here, don't they?
Yes, they do.
They enjoy that, and they get to take over the airwaves, play great music. Oh, we're going to have the Summers Family Christmas specials, as always. And, Jacob, I thought we'd play some Christmas music this morning. Here is a song. I'm going to bed this for a second. Give the audience a little time with it, and we'll come back and get Kevin a chance to get set up. Oh, man, I encourage you because you know, we were so fast, and so busy, so consumed with the things that this world we don't even listen to the lyrics. Listen to the lyrics.
Their old familiar carols play, and mild and sweet their songs repeat, of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And the bell,
Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Are you a saver or a spender? Either way, we have you covered at Community First Credit Union with two great reward checking options. Our checking accounts are about money in your pocket, not points you'll never use. Simply meet monthly qualifications to get your rewards and unlimited nationwide ATM fee refunds. And no matter what happens, there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Switch to CFirst today and let us reward you, because at CFirst, together is better. Rules and qualifications apply. CFirst is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Natalie from MCG, your local internet provider. And I know what you're thinking, who likes their internet company? Well, that's where we're different. First and foremost, we're located right here in Iowa, which means local staff that lives in your community and truly cares about the service they are providing. This is why you won't be waiting around for someone to show up. We provide same-day support, and furthermore, we answer the phone when you call. You're not going to be waiting on hold or talking to a recording. Second, we offer internet that works when you need it. We have symmetrical upload and download, no data caps. You're not going to have to worry about having slow internet. Our goal is to earn your business and earn your trust. That's why we have no fine print, no hidden fees, and no introductory pricing. The price you see is what you pay. There are no surprises with MCG. So give us a try. I promise you'll love the benefits. It's what sets us apart. You can go to our website at mahaska.org and see videos of our customers who love our service. Then sign up today. It's truly that easy.
Since 1916, a lot of independent agents have recommended auto owners insurance. And a lot of parents have taken that recommendation to heart. So have a lot of their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. As we celebrate our first 100 years, Auto Owners Insurance thanks all those who have put their trust in us. And all the generations who will.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
From high atop Albia Square, looking out all over southern Iowa, KIIC Albia.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Jumping on the phone lines, catching up with the outstanding head coach of the Albia Blue Demons. The boys basketball team off and running here in the South Central Conference. 4-0. Coach, welcome in. A tremendous start for you guys. And, man, it's not just getting wins. Man, you're doing it, and you're doing it with some style points as well, Coach. Really impressive start.
Yeah, super happy with how we played, especially defensively for the most part. I really feel like we've defended. I really feel like our energy's been there, our effort's been there. And those are two places you start. It's just how hard you play. And I've been really super impressed with how hard the guys have played. And, you know, and some of those scores are a little bit misleading, but still, you know, we're putting the ball in the basket. We're scoring and that makes things a lot easier when you're shooting the ball well. And we have shot the ball well, for the most part through those games. So, but yeah, you make some shots and then your defensive intensity is where it needs to be, and that's kind of been our formula so far.
You have not given up 60 points to an opponent here in the early part of the season. That's a pretty good recipe to, as you said, when the defense is limiting the other team, boy's really going to give you a chance. What's the core of that defense? I mean, what's been the crutch of why this defense is performing so well?
With pressure, I think we've done a nice job making teams uncomfortable. And, you know, not a lot of full court, but just finding places, and spots where you can put some pressure on your opponent and kind of just get them out of what they want to do, you know, get them away from their sets and get them out of their comfort zones. I think we've done a really nice job of that. And that's led to some turnovers. That's led to some easy baskets on the other end. And our depth, you know, we've played 10 guys all four games, and just to be able to run fresh legs in and not have a ton of drop off, especially on the defensive end, has been a really big thing. So, you know, to come out and play hard in the first quarter is one thing, but to be able to sustain that through four quarters, you know, you're going to have some depth, and we've had quality depth through four games.
Yeah, just looking at the stat sheet, and unfortunately, at this time of year, and starting next week, I'll come out of hibernation with my business, but without a chance to really see this team. But, Coach, the depth, you talked about it. I look at the number of guys who are contributing, you know, what I can see in the stat sheet, and I knew this would be maybe one of your strengths. It's got to be the strength of this team, is that you have so many different guys that contribute, and honestly, each in their own specific way. And so that gives you so many pieces. So it can be a challenge maybe to find the right pieces all the right time, particularly early on, but you're obviously doing that. But, man, you do have some depth here. And names of guys that I, quite frankly, didn't see the season coming that they've had. I mean, Kale Schofield, Cooper Bradley, those guys are putting up some points.
Yeah, and Gage Chance, those three probably have led us for most of the games, and then you got a group of seven that within that next seven, you've got guys that can score there too. They just, you know, it's we've kind of ridden the hot hands through these games, and you've got some guys that are capable scorers that haven't had big games for us yet either. And I think the key to depth too is you better be pretty unselfish. I mean, you better have some guys in that mix that are in it for the right reasons and are here to win games and not worry about things statistically, because when you've got scoring depth, it's not going to be your night every night. And I think for the most part, we understand that. I hope we understand that, because, if we're going to be a good team, it's going to take different guys on different nights, and it's going to take guys recognizing that, hey, you know, it's not my night. Man, I need to create a little bit more for some of these other guys. That's really what we need to continue to see moving forward, is, you know, continued unselfishness and the willingness to share the ball maybe when it's not your night. But yeah, I would say those three for sure have really stepped up. I think Tuesday, those three were in double figures, mm-hmm. and then we had, you know, everybody else was a lot of guys at that 6, 7, 8 point mark. So, but no, Really happy with that so far.
Coach, the game last night, Clark postponed. You got this really long break coming up. You get past this week, man. I think you don't play from the 20th to the 10th. And we talked about that. You know, that's a long layoff. Has there been talk already about maybe the makeup of this game against Clark? And because you don't want to get the 10th and then weather hits what it in January and try to squeeze everything in, because you might be squeezing. You know, weather just gets goofy. Has there been any talk about making up before the break, or are you guys thinking after?
Yeah, well, it's going to be after the break, but hopefully it's going to be that week, because we're not supposed to play to the 10th, which is a Friday, and they have the 7th off. So the thought was hopefully that they can't host on the 7th, but we can. So we would flip our home and away dates, and they would come here on the 7th if we can get workers and officials lined up. So hopefully that's how it works out, because that would shorten up our break. Because you're right, that's a really unique break. Most teams come back on the 3rd of January, and we do not. A lot of teams in our conference do not come back on that 3rd. But that hurts you, because that hurts your scrimmage possibilities.
Right.
Because every team you want to scrimmage is getting ready for a January 3rd date, and you're not. So your dates aren't going to line up on when a scrimmage works. You don't want to come back after break and scrimmage right away. You want to come back after break, work on some things, and scrimmage. So I've never had a winter break like this, where it's just the dates are goofy. But playing Clark hopefully on that 7th, that would help things a little bit for us, rather than having to wait till the 10th to come back.
Yeah, that's the way I was looking at the schedule, thinking, man, that could work. That would it's kind of, you're off nearly a month. It's just insane, and particularly when you're playing as well as you are right now. I know last night getting canceled was not the thing anybody wanted, because of you're just playing so well. And but next week, buddy, Centerville, Cardinal, and then Davis County to open up. You're sitting top of the conference. Davis County right there undefeated as well. You're right in the mix as you thought you would be for a conference title. Coach, this is going to be a really busy week. Some good basketball ahead of us. And daggone it, man. I can't wait to see you guys actually play in person. This team is going to be fun to watch.
Yep. Just got to keep working and keep our heads right. And, you know, things will hopefully fall into place like we'd like them to. You know, Knoxville's up there too, and playing at Centerville Tuesday. You know, everybody knows how tough of a place that is to play, especially in a rivalry game. So we better be ready to go Tuesday for sure.
Folks, that's Kevin Archer, head coach of the Albion Blue Demons. 4-0 start, and they've been really impressive. A team with lots of depth, lots of parts, and they're competitive. That's the other thing, Coach. These guys have been playing together a long time, and they're some competitive guys. You're going to have some opportunities to run people out of the gym because you're just full of great athletes. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks, Coach.
Yep. Practices are competitive. That's what makes it fun too.
Yeah, you know, your best teams have been teams that you know, the guys that maybe never get the minutes, or guys just making everybody so much better in practice, and with this kind of depth, and man, that'd be fun to be in there. Maybe those are even better games to come and see. You got to open up a practice, and I think it'd be worth the price of admission.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on.
Head coach Kevin Archer, head coach of Albion Blue Demons, a timeout, and we're coming back. Coach Katie Dyke's going to join us. We're going to talk some Lady Basketball. Wrestling fans, you don't want to go anywhere. Why would you? We're right in the heart of wrestling season. We'll have Coach Owens and Coach Helms talking some boy and girl wrestling as we go through this fast hour. That is the Coach's Corner.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Saving money at Menards. Did you know the attic is a home's number one source of heat loss? Adding fiberglass insulation to your attic now is an easy and effective way to keep warm air in and lower your utility bills by 15%. Plus, you can stack on more savings with additional federal tax credits on qualifying energy-efficient upgrades. Stop into Menards today and check out all the ways to insulate your home and save.
Hi, I'm Anna Siva, Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. As we wrap up another year, it's a great time to reflect on what makes CVC unique and how being a cooperative truly sets us apart from other utility providers. CVC is owned by you, our members, and exists solely to serve your needs. We offer financial benefits such as capital credits, we support our local communities through Operation Roundup, and with us, every member has a voice and every vote counts equally. CVC wishes you and your family a wonderful holiday season and a bright new year.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
The winter sports season off and running already, and great start for the basketball teams. Boys and girls both off to a tremendous start, and we got Coach Katie Dykes on the phone line. Coach, man, this is the best start for a lady basketball team in quite some time. 4-1 start. You got to be really proud of the way the girls are playing, Coach. Just really impressive.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. I am, absolutely. they're fun. It's fun for me to watch them play, too, because they just work so well together, and they're having a good time, and it's exciting basketball. It's been really good to see, even be coaching on the sidelines and watching just how well they gel and how quickly they pick up on things.
So what's been the recipe here in the early going, Coach? What's been the secret to the sauce?
I think it's just buy into what we're doing. You know, the girls, I think over the last few years especially, we've been working on, you know, playing up-tempo basketball, implementing a press and really just pushing them to kind of speed the game up for opponents and play really solid defense. And I think this year those pieces just have kind of all fallen into place. And I think we've got more experience too, and that really helps. So they're picking up things quicker in practice when we implement things. And so there's just a lot of really good buy-in from them, and they're excited. Like, they're having a good time. I think that helps a lot. They enjoy each other. They're friends. They have fun on the court. We've got shooters, kids that have put time in the gym. I think I had sometimes 10 or 12 kids in the gym over the summer. And so I think that all of those things combined really add up to help us be successful.
You know, how about this silent assassin you have on your team, this Olivia Sheffield? I mean, she's got this smile that will, this really sweet look to her. And man, but she's killing.
Player, she takes her shots when she sees them, and she just plays really stealthy defense. So she's got long arms and she reads the ball really well. I'm really fortunate to have a lot of guards that do that. So I've got, you know, really top to bottom, my guards just do a good job jumping the ball and finding ways to get tips on the ball, and Liv, you know, no exception. She does a really good job of that, and then she's been our runner really for our transition. When we do get steals on defense, she just has an eye for when she needs to go, and the girls are getting her the ball, and so she's getting a lot of layups on fast break transitions after steals or turnovers, and that's been a really fun part of it. And then you're right, she is shooting the ball really nicely from three-point line as well. I think she had 20 against Fairfield and 12 against Sheraton. And has just done a great job of seeing the court and finding her spot. I guess, it was 13 against Fairfield and 20 against Washington. So, she's been a great asset to us. She's a great senior leader. It's been really fun to watch her. And you're right, the smiles help. She's having fun, and that, I think, helps on the court overall, too.
Another name that kind of jumps out to me, Coach, is Addison Harrington, and leading the team in assist. But she's a name that it just jumps out there. She's having a tremendous season, and trying to understand the depth of this team. And by the way, looking at it, you've got a lot of girls who are contributing. So it's not five. You've mm-hmm. You're pretty deep as well. But talk a little bit about this Addison Harrington.
Yeah, we do have a lot of depth. It makes it a lot of fun. Addie moved in this season, and she actually sat out a year. She hadn't played in high school for her junior year, I believe, and she had played at Southeast Polk prior her other 2 years. But she came back in. She's from or lived here for a while and played with some girls as, I think, sixth, seventh graders, played on some travel clubs with some of these girls. So she actually knows a lot of these kids. And she's kind of stepped in and fit in seamlessly. The girls love her. She's got a great attitude. She works hard. She has a really good eye for the ball. And I think that's where a lot of those being our assist leader have come in. And I think, she's just a competitor. She wants to see the score be us ahead, at all times. And at the end of the day, whether she puts the points in the basket or she gives the ball to somebody else to do it, that's really, I think, what I see on the court that I like the most is I think she enjoys giving a good assist as much as she enjoys getting a pass to a player for points. So it's been fun to have her. She's got long arms too. She's another one that is on the top of the defense with our guards, have just a great eye for the ball defensively and really pushes that. So when you see her, whether it's she's helping on the press or helping on our zone defense that we play mostly, she's just active, and that ends up giving us the ball and giving us to push the ball ahead. And her and Lily DeMoss together as kind of our primary point guards really push the tempo, and the girls are just seeing that, and I think it's making everybody better. So that's one thing Addie's brought to us, is that especially with her long arms, she gives us more challenge in practice and makes us better passers, forces us to do things differently. And that really, I think, prepared us in a lot of ways, has prepared us for, for teams like Eddieville, even having long arms and getting lots of tips. So.
Well, Coach, your victories, you're nearly, this is really hard to believe, you're nearly 20 points a game better than your opponents in your victories. Mm-hmm. Your only loss coming to EBF, which we know is really, 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 really good. And so great start, Coach. But guess what? You got an undefeated Centerville waiting on you Tuesday night.
Yep. Yeah, we're absolutely preparing for that. I think Centerville is going to be, our toughest matchup besides Eddieville. Just, they play a 1-3-1 zone, and they have a really good post player in Howard that'll be tough, and we'll have to do some things, I think, a little different than maybe our normal, but we're working on some man-to-man matchups, maybe throw out some other things that will be different, but it's really the offense that we'll have to kind of adjust a little bit with that 1-3-1 and stuff. But I think as long as the girls are looking to score and we put pressure on them with our press, it'll be fun to go down there and see if we can't get a win. I think just playing them hard, playing them our game. I think that's the biggest thing this year is our girls are starting to see, like, we have, we have a game that's strong, and if we play and we take our game to the other team, then we're going to be successful.
That is Coach Katie Dykes off and running our Lady D's 4-1. Their only loss coming to the top team in the state, to EBF, the Rockets at their place. Nearly 20 points a game victory margin. And folks, they're fun to watch. And they'll be back at it on Tuesday down in Centerville. We're going to take a timeout. We're coming back. We're going to talk some wrestling. And disappointing that the wrestling got canceled yesterday. It's when the better wrestling meets. It kind of like says, hey, Christmas is coming. But guess what's coming? Some wrestling this week ahead. We'll talk with Coach Owens and Coach Helm on deck when we come back to the Fast Hour. A little more Christmas music here. Here's some King and Country, one of the best concerts I've ever seen. Good stuff here.
Are you a saver or a spender? Either way, we have you covered at Community First Credit Union with two great reward checking options. Our checking accounts are about money in your pocket, not points you'll never use. Simply meet monthly qualifications to get your rewards and unlimited nationwide ATM fee refunds. And no matter what happens, there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Switch to CFirst today and let us reward you, because at CFirst, together is better. Rules and qualifications apply. CFirst is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Natalie from MCG, your local internet provider. And I know what you're thinking, who likes their internet company? Well, that's where we're different. First and foremost, we're located right here in Iowa, which means local staff that lives in your community and truly cares about the service they are providing. This is why you won't be waiting around for someone to show up. We provide same-day support, and furthermore, we answer the phone when you call. You're not going to be waiting on hold or talking to a recording. Second, we offer internet that works when you need it. We have symmetrical upload and download, no data caps. You're not going to have to worry about having slow internet. Our goal is to earn your business and earn your trust. That's why we have no fine print, no hidden fees, and no introductory pricing. The price you see is what you pay. There are no surprises with MCG. So give us a try. I promise you'll love the benefits. It's what sets us apart. You can go to our website at mahaska.org and see videos of our customers who love our service. Then sign up today. It's truly that easy.
Since 1916, a lot of independent agents have recommended auto owners insurance. And a lot of parents have taken that recommendation to heart. So have a lot of their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. As we celebrate our first 100 years, Auto Owners Insurance thanks all those who have put their trust in us. And all the generations who will.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Saving money at Menards. Did you know the attic is a home's number one source of heat loss? Adding fiberglass insulation to your attic now is an easy and effective way to keep warm air in and lower your utility bills by 15%. Plus, you can stack on more savings with additional federal tax credits on qualifying energy-efficient upgrades. Stop into Menards today and check out all the ways to insulate your home and save.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards. Late Saint Outdoors, how are you sleeping? Now is the time to buy a new mattress on our Christmas mattress sale. Are you Christmas shopping? Check out our Christmas sale throughout our hunting and fishing items. Huge discounts on our Matthew Face 4 archery bows. Don't forget to check out our full breakfast menu. Late Saint Outdoors, located at 21718 Highway J5T in Moravia. Contact 641-436-0258.
If you're a livestock producer, you should get to know us. Hey everyone, this is Ryan at Centerville Produce. Our Purina sales reps are here for you year-round to come visit you at your farm to learn your goals and how we can help you reach them with custom feed rations, protein levels, and even show cattle specific diet and nutrient needs. Centerville Produce, south on the levee in Centerville. Visit us online at centervilleproduce.com and like and follow Centerville Produce on Facebook too.
This is Jill Witt with Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. Our medical clinic provides care for the entire family, from newborn to older generations. Services provided include acute care for illness and injury, preventative physical exams and visits, management for chronic conditions, well baby and well child exams, including immunizations, women's health, contraceptives, and mental health. We also provide DOT physicals, wound care, and acute care services. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia.
Get in, get out, and get on with your day. That's how it gets done at Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albia. Look for the freshest cuts of meats at Jim and Charlie's. USDA choice beef arm roasts, just $4.99 per pound. Bone-in pork chops, thick or regular cut, $1.99 per pound. Jim and Charlie's open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Get in, get out, and get in on the savings.
This is Joe Millage, and our growing fleet of KIIC vehicles need attention from time to time to keep us on the go. Whether we need tires, engine repair, brake work, or anything bumper to bumper, we take our fleet to S&A Auto in Oskaloosa. They're located at Highway 92 and Highway 432, next to H&S Feed and Country Store.
When you're ready to move heaven or earth, call Lathrop Construction. They will move earth for you. Whether you need ponds, terraces, waterways, a new septic, a basement, whatever you need, they can do it with their earth-moving equipment. No job is too small or too big. Give Lathrop Construction a call and let them move the earth for you. That's Dean, Michael, or Natalie at 799-1105.
I'm Anna C. with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. Iowa's electric co-ops serve 80% of Iowa's landmass and maintain enough power lines to wrap around the equator 2.5 times. Primarily serving rural areas, we are mission-driven to enhance the quality of life for our member owners and are guided by core principles that define our cooperatives. Iowa's electric cooperatives directly support nearly 2,000 full-time jobs, providing Iowans with steady careers, competitive wages, and benefits in a dynamic industry. Learn more by visiting cvrec.com.
We know you made a list and checked it twice, but did you get anything for yourself? Treat yourself this holiday season at Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa. Look your finest at holiday parties with beautiful nails or a fresh cut and color from Envy Hair Studio. Don't forget new outfits from Maurice's. They always have the newest styles. Then finally spend some you time and see what treasures you can find at Love Inc. Thrift Shop. Penn Central Mall is the place to treat yourself this holiday season.
Late Saint Outdoors, how are you sleeping? Now is the time to buy a new mattress on our Christmas mattress sale. Are you Christmas shopping? Check out our Christmas sale throughout our hunting and fishing items. Huge discounts on our Matthew Face 4 archery bows. Don't forget to check out our full breakfast menu. Late Saint Outdoors, located at 21718 Highway J5T in Moravia. Contact 641-436-0258.
Feeling the pinch of today's inflation, from groceries to electric bills and everything in between? At Sheraton Quick Lane, they're not just about quality service. They're about putting money back into your pocket with their low-price tire guarantee offer. And military and first responders get an additional $70 rebate. Buy your tires local for the same price or less than any competitor's in-store price. When every dollar counts, come to Sheraton Quick Lane for their low-price tire guarantee and get a $70 rebate going on now at Sheraton Quick Lane.
Welcome back in. I don't know if it's a phone line. Something weird going on here this morning from the studio. Jacob Briggs trying to catch up with our coaches, and we can't. We're getting out, but no answer. So Coach Owens had to do the doper open call in. Coach, appreciate it. But we want to talk some wrestling, buddy. Long time no see. Took a week off last week. Not able to have you on the show. Getting the Central Decatur tournament canceled, one of my favorites, can be the longest day of the year, which is okay if you're out wrestling. But, Coach, maybe you can give us an update on how the team is doing, and maybe give us some highlights from some of the guys that are putting their best foot forward.
Yeah, it kind of sucks that yesterday was canceled, but it was for the better. And but that was a big one. That's a great tournament that we're looking forward to. But we got in and got a quick workout in, and the guys were in pretty good spirits, and we got a pretty good workout in, and looking forward to a pretty busy week next week. We'll have about 11 duels. So we'll get the dual season going next week. We're coming off of a runner-up finish at the Bill Rex Beacon Invitational, and we learned a lot about our team. North Massa won, and they've got a really, really solid young team, and it was about us and them at about every weight in the finals, and we had some young guys. We have about 9 of our 12 guys that we sent there were underclassmen, and a lot of them performed pretty well, and learned a lot about some of the guys, and we had champs from Wyatt Ewell as a freshman at 120, and senior Carter Folkerts at 144, and senior Nate Ballard at 215, so 3 champs and 6 finalists. But yeah, the guys are, we've been practicing a lot now. We haven't had a, since not having a meet this week. It's been just kind of looking at what we struggled with last week and kind of making some of those corrections this week. A lot of guys kind of took a big step forward in understanding what they needed to improve on and kind of diversify their strategies. And I saw a lot of growth just in this week, and so we're pretty excited for next week.
Coach, talking about Coach Zach Owen, head coach of the Albion wrestling team. Coach, maybe talk a little bit about the health of the team, and we'll talk about Pickrell specifically. Yeah. He's been out. How's he coming along, and how's the underlying health of the team?
Yeah, so overall, I mean, we're getting closer to 100%. Connor will be back next week to some capacity. He's not going to get every match, but we'll kind of work him in. We got senior night next Thursday. He's really wanting to wrestle in, so we'll see if we can get him some matches then. And then we got our Pleasantville duels next weekend that will get him a couple matches, probably not going to be a full load, so that way we can kind of ease him into it into Christmas break and then come back in January to a full slate for him. He's doing really well in the room. His conditioning is still already good, even though he hasn't been able to wrestle till this week, and so it's looking good, and he's doing really solid in the room. And other than that, we've had some sickness more than anything. We had about 4 or 5, 6 guys out with sickness, and most of them are getting back now as well. So hopefully we can kind of get all that and put that all behind us and get into next week fully healthy and then get into Christmas break and go 100% in January.
Coach, one of the guys that really took a huge step forward last year, Carter Folkerts. He just had one of the best junior years I've seen a kid have. Talk about him and his progress here into this senior year.
Yeah, he comes from obviously a wrestling family and a wrestling background with youth wrestling, and had a lot of accomplishments, and kind of took it a little easier into junior high, but then this, yeah, took a huge step last year, and his top position second to none, and he's got the confidence that he can pin anyone, and that goes a long ways, and he looked really good and didn't really get tested too much last Saturday, so I was looking forward to getting some good matches this next week and hopefully work his way up the rankings.
Another guy that, I think is poised for a big season, and you talked about it a couple of weeks ago, Nate Ballard. Nate's this hardworking kid, a lot of fun to be around. He is, he's a one-liner waiting to happen, this year you're really trying to focus in and become the best wrestler it can be. Tell us a little bit about his progress.
Yeah, he's had to kind of make a little bit of a step up going his senior year. And I saw it a bit on my Saturday with winning the tournament. He's very good at understanding what strategy is needed to win a match. He had an opponent in the semifinals that had a really good headlock. and he made sure to wrestle out of those positions and wrestle smart matches that wouldn't affect him. And he's really good at his strategizing and kind of understanding what he's capable of and what his opponent's capable of, and kind of going out there and putting together a good strategy. And that's why, I mean, he's going to have some success this year, because he's as a senior, is a pretty smart wrestler, and taking that, trying to check it and jump in the leadership role in this home team, and kind of easing into that as well.
All right, Coach, shake down the week ahead for us.
All right, so Monday we got a JV meet at Knoxville. It's a pretty big one that we like to send out some kids to. We'll have about 5 kids go there. And then Tuesday, we're going to get some new duels that we haven't gone to before. Is at Iowa Valley, Marengo, and we're going to see Wendell Soli and Tipton there as well for 3 duels. And then Thursday, we have our senior night, Cardinal, Sheraton, and Centerville, I believe, for some conference duels. And then Saturday, we go to Pleasantville duels, which is always a really pretty good, solid competition between Pleasantville and Williamsburg there. So we got a couple big duels that will really go forward on our state duels resume, and try and get into a regional duel and hopefully progress into a state duels. But so 11 duels next week, pretty heavy load of duels, and really looking forward to see what the team has when it comes to being a dual team.
All right, that's head coach Zach Owen. Coach, thanks for stopping by. Can't wait for the week ahead, and looking forward to Thursdays particularly, and we'll look forward to seeing you guys then, and go have a great weekend and stay safe.
Thanks for having me. Roll Demon.
Coach Zach Owens, we'll take a timeout, come back, and catch up with Coach Darren Helm when we come back to the Fast Hour on All Radio. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Hi, I'm Anna Siva, Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. As we wrap up another year, it's a great time to reflect on what makes CVC unique and how being a cooperative truly sets us apart from other utility providers. CVC is owned by you, our members, and exists solely to serve your needs. We offer financial benefits such as capital credits, we support our local communities through Operation Roundup, and with us, every member has a voice and every vote counts equally. CVC wishes you and your family a wonderful holiday season and a bright new year.
Are you a saver or a spender? Either way, we have you covered at Community First Credit Union with 2 great reward checking options. Our checking accounts are about money in your pocket, not points you'll never use. Simply meet monthly qualifications to get your rewards and unlimited nationwide ATM fee refunds. And no matter what happens, there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Switch to CFirst today and let us reward you, because at CFirst, together is better. Rules and qualifications apply. CFirst is federally insured by the NCUA.
From high atop Albia Square, looking out all over southern Iowa, KIIC Albia.
Now let's continue our conversation. Wrestling, one of my favorite topics in the entire world. And head coach Darren Helm, head coach of the Lady Wrestlers. All right, coach, been way too long to visit about some wrestling, so give us an update on how these girls are doing.
Well, they're doing an awesome job for us this year, Jason. I think the last time that we talked was right before the BGM tournament, quite a few weeks ago, and since then we've been doing a real nice job. We've had three individual tournaments that we have placed third at, every single one of them, and we've had a couple quads, one at Seidel last week, and then one at Sheraton this week, and in both of those cases, we went 3-1 for our duels. So we're doing a real nice job right now.
Coach, maybe some highlights of some of the give us maybe a name or two that you may not be the surprise to you, because you could see them all the time, but maybe a few surprising names along the way for us who are getting our first chance to see in person this coming week.
You know, a couple of names that come to my mind. Aubrey Major, she's made the decision to help the team a couple of weeks ago to move down from 145 pounds to 140 pounds, and she did a real nice job. You know, put in a lot of extra time getting herself down to that weight. As of right now, it looks to me like that's the right weight for her to compete at. Currently, she's 13-6 right now. Made it to the finals of a couple tournaments, so she's doing a great job. Another name that sticks out to me is Sophie Heeman. Right now she's 16-2. She's been to the finals of 3 tournaments. Kind of had a breakthrough earlier this last week. at the Pekin tournament, finally got her first tournament championship. She was wrestling a girl from Burlington that had beat her the last time they wrestled, and she absolutely dominated this girl and beat her 15-0. So those are two names that really stand out to me right now as kids that are really putting in the time, really putting in the effort to really make themselves outstanding wrestlers.
Coach, this is a big week, obviously, for one Thursday for the get your team on the mat and show them off. Is there a different approach to the home meets? And they're rare for us. Unfortunately, I don't think we get enough home meets. But talk about this coming week for you guys and maybe the importance of Thursday.
Yeah, we've got a kind of a slower week. We were actually supposed to be at the Southeast Polk Duels today, but we obviously didn't make that because of the weather. So that took a competition date off our schedule, but that obviously wasn't within our control. On Monday, we go to the Saydell tournament, and that we went there last year, and it was a real nice tournament. And they've definitely beat the competition up there. It's going to be kind of the who's who of Central Iowa girls wrestling. So we're going to go up there and face some pretty stiff competition. But I'm really excited to see how our kids stack up against some of the best kids in Central Iowa. So we'll go there on Monday, and then we'll have our home meet on Thursday. We'll be competing against Centerville and Sheraton. And, anytime you can get your kids in front of the home crowd, it's an awesome experience. Unfortunately, Centerville and Sheraton, their numbers are kind of low. And unfortunately, where they have wrestlers, we don't in a lot of cases, and vice versa. So there won't be a whole lot of competitive matches where we actually will step foot on the mat. But, we owe it to our seniors to give them an opportunity to be honored in front of our home crowd. And just anytime that we can get in front of that home crowd, it's really a special experience.
Coach, I cannot wait to see them all in person, and it's just it's got to be a joy to be coaching this team, because the girls are on this team are fierce competitors, but man, they're just fun to be around.
Oh, absolutely. There's a saying we had on a t-shirt we had a few years ago: toughness is hard to find, hard to teach, and hard to beat, and that definitely is what this group of girls is all about, is toughness, and it's so it's so exciting to watch them step on the mat, because you know that you're going to get their absolute best effort no matter what the situation.
Thursday night, folks, there's your invitation, senior night for the boys and girl wrestling, and we will be there to bring it to you, but you'll get a better view if you bring your headset, put it on, and watch from the stands and cheer these girls on. Coach, thanks so much for stopping by.
All right, thanks for your time.
Head coach Darren Helm. All right, it's going to be a busy week right here on Thunder Country KISC, and the Cyclones are going to be playing some basketball. Number 3 team in the state or in the country, and a big win for the Cyclones over the Hawks. Of course, bowl season's coming your way. Jacob Briggs, are you ready for all this? This is the collision of the sports seasons. The end of the fall and into the winter sports seasons. Good stuff. Here's a song you just got to bed this one in your head, folks. We're going to leave here on this Saturday morning. Thanks to all of our coaches for stopping by. And, the celebration of the birth of our Savior coming your way soon. Next week, we'll have a special show. We'll have the coaches on, and we'll have them play some music for you as well as we get ready for Christmas here at KIC. Thursday wrestling after a long day with Christmas in the blue. A blue Christmas here at KIC. The best producer in all the business. That's Jacob Briggs. It's Jason Summers saying so long and farewell. Cannot wait. I'm having Christmas with my family today, Jacob. It's good stuff, man. It is good stuff. All right. Celebrate Christmas and enjoy it, folks. Here is King of Country to leave us up.